Good afternoon with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. The decline in COVID-19 cases has allowed the University of Alaska Fairbanks to lessen pandemic restrictions on campus. UAF Chancellor Dan White says the university is now in what's known as Phase C, in which more staff are returning to on-site work.
And it has allowed us to open the library and open many of our buildings.
White says the university has also altered its masking policy.
Continues in place for those who are not vaccinated, but for those who are vaccinated, the mask is optional, except in specific cases, and that is in public transportation.
The university is seeing the return of on-campus, in-person public activities this summer, including concerts and other arts events. Looking to the fall, White says UAF anticipates transitioning to Phase D, or essentially normal pre-pandemic operations, when classes resume. A federal appeals court yesterday ruled that the Trump administration was wrong in reversing protections for the Pacific walrus. Wesley Early with the Alaska Energy Desk reports.
One of the factors in measuring threats to the walrus is what constitutes a problem in the immediate future. In the Obama administration's original 2011 ruling, scientific models predicted substantial sea ice loss by the year 2100, causing walrus population declines. In its reversal, the Trump administration said 2060 was a better timeline to measure the immediate future of walrus sea ice habitat. And while Fish and Wildlife acknowledged that the species was in danger of losing that habitat, the agency said it didn't believe the risk was at a level warranting federal protections. In their lawsuit, the Center for Biological Diversity said the Trump administration didn't fully explain its justification for changing the timeline, and in a 20-page ruling Thursday, the court agreed. The Biden administration will have to reassess whether the Pacific walrus should be listed as threatened or endangered. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Wesley Early in Kotzebue.
And I'm Dan Bross.